tough times for the Chinese consumer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 15 points or 0.1% at 14,381. The NASDAQ down 0.2%, and same with the S&P 500. Global markets are mixed today after China reported that inflation hit a 10-month high in February, while consumer spending was worse than expected. And that's where we'll start now with Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so I guess these are not the kind of numbers you want to see in a country that is trying to rely more heavily on its own people for business rather than exports.
That's exactly right. I mean, China has been growing off of the U.S. consumer and the European consumer over the last couple of decades. Given that that's not likely to be the driver going forward, we need China to rotate to domestic demand, and these numbers throw a little bit of cold water on the prospects for strong domestic demand growth.
Now, if indeed the U.S. economy is starting to pick up, and we're certainly seeing that in housing, in the stock market, and in the job market, does this matter that much to us?
It does, because keep in mind the U.S. economy is looking better, to be sure, but these private sector areas that are doing well, like housing and autos, are being offset by a very strong fiscal stimulus. So on balance, the U.S. is probably going to remain in moderate growth territory, certainly a lot slower than we were over the last couple of decades. So the U.S. is really not going to be the driver of the global economy, even as we recover, that we were in the past.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.